Once you make a courageous leap, you may as well leap all the way.
We were ready to go to San Francisco. That got canceled, so we were kind of riding on this.
Multnomah County will continue to issue marriage licenses to all couples consistent with the Oregon Constitution.
I think it is very important right now that we all reach out to all of the people in our community who are very angry about this decision.
We are extremely worried that the lawsuits that have been filed are not going to get to the heart of this issue.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Quebec becomes Canada's third queer marriage haven. Victorious Spanish socialists say we will to same-gender unions. And litigation follows gay and lesbian couples along the Oregon Trail. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Rick Watts.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
With NewsWrap. A summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending March 20th, 2004. Quebec has become the third Canadian province where same-gender couples can legally marry, thanks to a ruling this week by its top provincial court. The Quebec Court of Appeal unanimously upheld a 2002 trial court decision that denying marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples violates Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It also canceled the remaining 5.5 months of a suspension of that decision taking effect, so applications for licenses can now be accepted. The provincial high court dismissed a challenge to the trial court ruling by the Catholic Civil Rights League and the Evangelical Christian Fellowship, saying those groups lack the legal standing to appeal since the federal government had already withdrawn its own appeal. Clergy by law cannot be required to perform marriages in violation of their beliefs. The Court of Appeal found the group's challenge moot and even questioned its own jurisdiction to take up their appeal since the challengers have intervener status in pending proceedings of the Supreme Court of Canada. That court will be reviewing questions the Canadian government has submitted in preparing to develop a federal bill for marriage equality. Although Quebec is only the third province to open legal marriage to same-gender couples, following Ontario and British Columbia, those provinces are home to more than 70% of the Canadian population.
The plaintiffs in the original Quebec ruling are activist couple Michael Hendricks and Renee Leboeuf. They were prepared to hold their legal wedding even back in January when the Court of Appeal heard the case in event of an immediate ruling in their favor. They filed their application for a marriage license immediately after this week's ruling was handed down. Yet, after 30 years together and more than 5 years of legal proceedings leading up to this week's decision, they still must wait another 20 days to marry, as they were not granted an exemption from Quebec's standard waiting period. They've promised their April 6th ceremony will be open to everyone.
Marriage equality could be coming soon to Norway, which was the second nation in the world to establish registered partnerships for gays and lesbians with legal standing essentially equal to marriage. The SV, or Socialist Left Party, has proposed that the Parliament replace those partnerships with marriage. The Labour Party's position is seen as the deciding factor in the debate, and at least some of the party's leadership has already come out in favor of the move.
The surprise general elections upset this week of the ruling Partido Popular in Spain, widely attributed to the terrorist attacks there, is apt to lead to legal recognition of same-gender couples. While there's been multi-party support for the move in the Spanish parliament, the PP blocked numerous bills during its two terms of government. Socialist Party Prime Minister-to-be José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero this week told a television audience, "We are going to present a bill to set gay unions on the same footing as marriage. From a semantic point of view, marriage may be a concept that does not cover this type of union, but it will have the same legal effects." Zapatero said legal standing for gay and lesbian couples is a mark of a modern and tolerant society. Although the move was part of the Socialist Party's campaign platform, Zapatero was not ready to say when a bill might be introduced. Opposition from the Vatican has posed a barrier to legal recognition of gay and lesbian couples in heavily Catholic Spain. The nation's ranking Catholic, Cardinal Antonio Maria Rauco Varela, was joined by outgoing PM José María Aznar in expressing outrage at Zapatero's plan and calling on Catholics to actively oppose it.
This week, the Vatican supported the Islamic bloc at the United Nations in challenging UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's extension of spousal benefits to the UN's gay and lesbian employees. Those benefits are offered only to employees whose same-gender relationships are recognized at home and awarded only after specific approval by their nation's UN delegations. Although only a handful of applications have been received since Annan announced the new policy less than 2 months ago, the 56-member organization of the Islamic Conference raised a series of objections at a budget committee. They accused Annan of exceeding his authority by redefining family. Ironically, many of those Islamic nations recognize polygamous marriages, and UN employees from those nations are free to split their spousal benefits among multiple wives. The European Union, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand were among the defenders of benefits for gay and lesbian partners, while the U.S. representative was not prepared to comment. The Islamic bloc indicated it would bring the issue to the UN Commission on Human Rights, which opened a session in Geneva this week.
China this week approved its second legal marriage of a trans woman to a biological male. Zhang Lin received at the same time both a marriage certificate and a new identity card recognizing her post-surgical gender in Peng in Sichuan province. Zhang will wed Yang Qicheng before 500 guests in May.
But a trans woman who applied for a marriage license in the U.S. state of Kansas was arrested and faces charges for falsifying an official document. Trans woman Sandy Clarissa Gast had previously legally changed her name and obtained a driver's license, identifying her as female. But Leavenworth County prosecutors are following a Kansas State Supreme Court ruling in a high-profile inheritance case that even sex reassignment surgery cannot change gender from how it was identified at birth.
Also facing charges this week are the two Unitarian Universalist ministers who performed weddings for 13 gay and lesbian couples in New Paltz, New York. After New Paltz Mayor Jason West was stopped by both misdemeanor charges and civil court actions from continuing his solemnizing of same-gender marriages, ministers Kay Greenleaf and Don Sangre picked up where he left off. Ulster County District Attorney Donald Williams proved just as willing to charge them as he was to charge West, even though it's believed to be the first such prosecution of clergy in the U.S. There will be no lack of evidence, as numerous uniformed police officers were witnessing and recording the ceremonies. But many other questions are raised. For one, the ministers, unlike the mayor, are not sworn to uphold the law. For another, religious freedom is protected by the Constitution, and in fact, the 200,000-member Unitarian Universalist Church has formally blessed same-gender couples across the country for 35 years. Greenleaf and Sangre plan to plead not guilty and fight the charges. A half dozen of their colleagues have vowed to continue the New Paltz weddings, but they've had to change the venue. The planned site had been a club called The Wave, but the New York State Liquor Authority warned its owner that such illegal activity might reflect on his liquor license. The ceremonies have been moved to the Lefevre House Bed and Breakfast.
Irate clergy responded to the New Paltz action with a demonstration on the steps of New York City Hall. Although a rabbi and an Episcopalian minister performed three weddings of gay and lesbian couples while 30 other assorted clergy stood by, Manhattan's district attorney had no interest in bringing charges against them. D.A. Robert Morgenthau believes civil lawsuits, rather than criminal proceedings, are appropriate for resolving the legal questions.
At the moment, Oregon is the one U.S. state where a same-gender couple can obtain a marriage license. Although the state is refusing to register those marriages, this week Multnomah County officials announced they'll continue to issue licenses for them, and the Benton County Board of Commissioners voted to begin doing so next week. Although the governor and state attorney general have asked counties not to license same-gender couples until the Oregon Supreme Court has offered a decision, they may not have much real authority under state law to force counties to comply. So far, the state has not initiated any actual legal action on the issue, although private parties have filed lawsuits to stop the licensing in both counties. While the state Supreme Court has taken a first small step, its opinion may or may not come anytime soon.
Many U.S. state legislatures continue to debate bills against same-gender marriages. This week, the New Hampshire State Senate approved, by more than 2-1, a measure closely modeled on the federal so-called Defense of Marriage Act to deny legal recognition of same-gender marriages performed outside the state. Also, the Mississippi State Senate was unanimous in approving a proposed amendment to the state constitution to restrict legal recognition exclusively to marriages of one man and one woman. Both those measures move next to their respective state houses.
And finally, the U.S. media descended in force this week on Rhea County, Tennessee. The Associated Press reported that county commissioners had voted unanimously not only to ask state legislators to make it possible for them to bring criminal charges for so-called crimes against nature, but also to have the county attorney look into how best to legally bar gays and lesbians from residing in the county. Because, one commissioner was quoted as saying, we need to keep them out of here. With the eyes of the nation upon them, however, officials insisted that the only thing the commission was doing was trying to express their support for Tennessee's restriction of marriage to one man and one woman, although admittedly they'd been angered by recent gay and lesbian marriage actions around the country. It may never be known for sure exactly what really was said or intended. But Rhea County rarely achieves visibility, perhaps only for its annual celebration of its 1925 legal victory against the teaching of evolution. Of course, that Scopes Monkey Trial victory was later overturned, but the story lives on in the film Inherit the Wind.
That's News Wrap for the week ending March 20th, 2004. Written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community. For This Way Out, I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Rick Watts.
The most melodious marriage activists in Massachusetts have their say in song later in the program.
I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise.
Two Oregon counties are now the only places in the U.S. where lesbian and gay couples can get civilly married, even as attorneys there argue the legality of those marriages. In these reports from the week of March 15th, Andy Seaton and Chelsea Rice of KBOO-FM in Portland follow the developing courtroom conflict and its romantic subplots.
After last Friday's announcement by Oregon Attorney General Hardy Meyer on gay marriage, Multnomah County Chair Diane Lynn announced a delay until 12 noon today on issuing marriage licenses. County Attorney Agnes Soule reviewed the Attorney General's opinion over the weekend. During the delay this morning, a line of gay and lesbian couples and one straight couple waited for a decision. A lesbian couple from Wisconsin waiting in line since early this morning said they were
nervous.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Excited.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Shortly after 11:30 this morning, County Chair Diane Lynn released a statement saying, quote, "The Attorney General's opinion offers no assurance whatsoever that Multnomah County will not be sued successfully by any same-sex couple who is denied a license while it waits for the issue to get to the Supreme Court. In fact, if anything, the risk is greater than previously, with what is now the fourth opinion that states that denial of licenses is likely unconstitutional. Multnomah County will continue to issue marriage licenses to all couples consistent with the Oregon Constitution until such a time as the Supreme Court of Oregon or the citizens of Oregon dictate another course of action," close quote. Afterwards, gay and lesbian couples were overjoyed.
We were kind of riding on this. We're going to
go
get our license.
Our kids are on the way from the airport, so we'll have them be the witnesses.
Yep.
And we should be able to get it all done today. Then we'll vacation for another day and a half and go home and have another wedding in May with our friends and family.
A celebration, yeah.
I'm so excited. I am so happy. We can finally do this.
We arrived here last night from Port Angeles, and we got here just after 8 this morning.
and found that they had suspended licenses. It'll be worth waiting for, definitely.
However, the one straight couple were upset at having to wait at the end of the line.
I think it's bullish. People like us got to sit here and wait with...
It's immoral. It's completely immoral to me because I didn't grow up like this. This is immoral, and I don't think it's right.
Bonnie Tinker, executive director of Love Makes a Family, applauded County Chair Lynn's decision.
I think this is absolutely wonderful. We're really happy that Diane Lynn, you know, once you make a courageous leap, you may as well leap all the way. And I'm really glad that she's decided to do that. And I think it is very important right now that we all reach out to all of the people in our community who are very angry about this decision and get some real dialogues going, because in the long run, it's only respect within the community that is going to make this decision stick.
County Chair Diane Lynn's statement also said that she will work with the governor and the county attorney will work with the state attorney general to bring this issue before the state Supreme Court as quickly as possible. I'm Andy Seaton, KBOO News.
Attorney General Hardy Meyer's opinion says that under Oregon's constitution, the state cannot ban same-sex unions, even though current state law does. Governor Kulin Gloskey says it should be up to the courts to decide the issue. David Fedenke with the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon says his organization may use the courts to clarify the issue.
We're exploring our legal options to see if we need to file a lawsuit to make sure that such a case gets to the Oregon Supreme Court at the earliest possible time. We are extremely worried that the lawsuits that have been filed are not going to get to the heart of this issue.
David Fedenke with the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon, who says that for now, the marriages that have taken place appear to be valid. Content was provided by the Oregon News Service. I'm Chelsea Rice, KBOO News.
Oregon has become the only place in America where same-sex couples can still get married. Multnomah County, which includes Portland, has been issuing same-sex marriages since March 3rd. Benton County, which includes Corvallis, Oregon, has voted to start issuing licenses next Wednesday, the 24th. Couples from all over the country are coming to Portland to get married. However, the Oregon Supreme Court has asked lawyers to submit written arguments on whether Bruce Broussard has grounds to bring a lawsuit against Multnomah County. Broussard is one of the six candidates for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat held by Ron Wyden. Dave Fedenke, director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon, says this move by the court is unusual.
Generally, the Supreme Court likes to wait for things to percolate up to them. They moved up the timeline for Multnomah County and the folks who filed that lawsuit, the Liberty Council folks, to explain to the court why they should or shouldn't accept jurisdiction in that case.
Two other lawsuits are pending against Multnomah County in circuit court, and one new case was filed today in Benton County.
The first lawsuit that was filed by the Defense of Marriage Coalition, that is an open meetings claim, but that lawsuit also asked for a declaratory judgment that the county didn't have the authority to do what it did. And we filed a motion to dismiss, as has the county, in that action. Mm-hmm. The second is a petition for an alternative writ of mandamus against the county, again, filed by the Defense of Marriage Coalition in Multnomah County, arguing that the county should be ordered to stop issuing licenses. And finally, there is the action that was filed today down in Benton County against Benton County commissioners. Again, all of those actions, the Defense of Marriage Coalition is arguing that the counties didn't have the authority to ignore the state law. We are preparing to argue, or have argued already, that because the statute is unconstitutional, the county had no choice but to issue licenses to same-sex couples.
Fedenke also says the ACLU is planning to file a lawsuit of its own over the state's refusal to recognize same-sex marriages already performed.
Our lawyers are researching the best way to frame that lawsuit and where to file it in order to make sure that that lawsuit gets to the merits of the constitutional issues involved. We're worried that the lawsuits filed by the opponents won't get to the merits because they're arguing just the county's authority take these actions. They're really not arguing about the Constitution.
Next week will be a busy one for the courts dealing with same-sex marriages. The Oregon Supreme Court has asked lawyers to submit written arguments by noon on Monday, March 22nd. Judge Dickerson in Corvallis will be hearing a motion to stay the issuing of same-sex marriage licenses in Benton County on Tuesday, March 23rd. And Judge Bearden in Portland is hearing a motion to dismiss the open meetings case against Multnomah County on Friday, March 26th. I'm Andy Seaton, KBOO News.
Marrying you is like finding the perfect pair of shoes and hoping they'll fit forever. Marrying you is believing that every day I'll wake up in white sheets, warmed beyond my own cocoon of blood and bone. Marrying you is scary, it's lucky and confusing. Marrying you is building this house of wax and wood, color and quiet, hope and holy. Marrying you is something I've never done before and hope to never do again. At least not with anyone else. Marrying you is one of the most exciting things I've ever done. I get to wear the most beautiful dress. I hope our friends and family love us as we love them. I hope they come. I hope they have fun. 'Cause this day is marrying you is full of to-do lists and appointments. It's a massive river we're swimming in, sometimes drowning in. Marrying you is floating judgment off our backs onto the shore, hoping it doesn't slap some other pair as they float by. The straight people say, huh, two women getting married, how unusual. The gay people say, why do you want to imitate straight culture anyway? If they tell me that I'm brainwashed, I'll say it's washed all right. So much warmth, I couldn't stay cold. So much comfort, I couldn't stay alone. So much love, I just couldn't say.
That was Green and Root with Marrying You. You can visit them online at greenandroot.com.
This is Michael Nava, the author of the Henry Rios Mysteries, but it's no mystery to what we're listening to. It's This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. My books reach a lot of people in the gay and lesbian community, but This Way Out reaches a lot more and deserves all our support.
It's probably the most tender communication the state legislators of Massachusetts have ever or will ever receive from their constituents. The Boston Gay Men's Chorus rendition of Robert Seeley's Marry Us is both a prayer for God's blessing on committed gay relationships and an entreaty for fairness from the powers on earth. Massachusetts lawmakers received hand-delivered CDs of the song as they prepared for another round in the state constitutional convention considering the marriage rights issue. One verse declares, "I who am created, Lord, by your touch and word, perfect image of my God, I would be seen and heard. What we promise is our prayer, let us love, love for A, each other's care for all our lives, marry us today." The chorus's executive director, Steve Smith, said it was time to raise our voices in a more creative and harmonious way so that our elected officials can hear what is in our hearts.
Oh.
the Boston Gay Men's Chorus with Marry Us. For more information about the song or the chorus, log on to bgmc.org. Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, Rick Watts, Graham Underhill, Fensbury, and Rex Walker contributed program material. Thanks also to J.D. Doyle and to KBOO FM Portland, Oregon Evening News and Public Affairs Director Robert Jefferson and reporters Andy Seaton and Chelsea Rice. The Platters, Green and Root, and the Boston Gay Men's Chorus performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by a grant from Clarissa Pincola Estes, La Sociedad de Guadalupe Foundation, and through direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. You too can help keep this program on the air and get some queer history, music, and cinema CDs as our gifts. For all the details, log on to thiswayout.org. For associate producer Lucia Chappell and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on Tasman FM, Nubina, Tasmania, WERU, Bangor and Blue Hill Falls, Maine, KRCC, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station, and we know you'll stay tuned.